This is your Monday morning wake-up call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. A mother woke her son to tell him he needed to get up and go to school. He complained that he didn't want to get up and go to school. So, she said, I'll give you three reasons why you need to get up now. Number one, if you don't get up now, you're going to be late. Second, your friends are waiting for you there. And third, you are the principal. We've all had times when we didn't want to face the day. Maybe we've had a bad night or there's something at work we're dreading coming to. Or, well, it could just be the same old workaday week and we're tired of the monotonous routine of it all. This is an inside job, that is, getting ready, ready for work. It begins within, in the mind. And it begins not when you get up in the morning, but before you go to bed, the night before. It's simple, but if it's not done, it can complicate your day in various ways. So, the night before, to get ready, to make sure that you are primed for work and in the right physical and mental mode for maximum performance. The night before, go through your wardrobe and pick out what you're going to wear the next day. It sounds so simple, but it's important. You'll have time the night before to iron and press your clothes so that you don't go into the office with a wrinkled shirt. Some days require different selections of clothing than others, obviously. Not having the right shirt, hurrying around trying to find the tie that goes with that suit that you like, not having the right colored socks, and well, you're all frustrated before you even get out of the house. Then you have to regroup and get your mind together. That all takes time that you don't have. I've stayed up too late at night and put off setting out my clothes, and invariably the next day I can't seem to find anything. Here's something else to prepare for the night before the next day. Get to bed at a decent hour. What I've found for me is that the discipline of getting proper rest is critical to the next day's performance. I've learned that the hard way that if you don't get enough sleep, the next day just doesn't go as well. Having sleep problems is something you might want to talk to a doctor about, but I'm thinking of the discipline itself, of at least getting to bed. So you've got your clothes set out, you're going to bed at a decent hour, but wait a minute, there's something else. Get the items you have to bring in with you for work the next day. If you carry a purse or a briefcase, set all that stuff out so you don't forget it. If you spend time the night before making sure your laptop and your phone, your wallet, your keys, and all those other items are in your bag, well, that's going to assure you that at least you won't be running around trying to find this or find that, and then you show up for work without some essential tool for your work like your laptop. I've done that before. So place that bag in your entryway so you can easily grab it and won't forget it on the way out. And oh, I can't tell you the number of times I've been frustrated trying to find my car keys, getting ready to go. So set all those things, and then that will relieve you of that the next morning. If you pack a lunch, get that ready and set all that out as well, unless, of course, it stays in the refrigerator until time to leave. And in that case, you might make yourself a note, place it on the door or your car seat to remind you to take your lunch with you that you've already prepared. I've gone out the door and forgotten my lunch. Maybe you have too. One thing that's good to do the night before is write out your plan for the next day. If you keep a to-do list, try to do that the night before. That way, well, it's working on your subconscious mind as you sleep, and it helps you not to worry about that one thing you need to do just as you're about to drift off to sleep and then you wake up again. Go ahead and write it out. Write out your plan for the day. That actually is stress relieving when you do that the night before. And oh yes, set a reliable alarm clock for your wake-up call, and then look forward to the next day as you turn off your light. And then, well, then come back here the next week and join me right here. In the meantime, you go out there and you be the person God created you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head. Found my way downstairs and drank a cup. And looking up.